Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
We are back in the saddle again.
Hallelujah.
Together.
Again.
That's it.
We're going to continue today talking about keys to motivating you toward success.
Hallelujah.
What motivates you to do what you do, or for that matter, to not do what you know you should be doing?
Uh-oh.
Take time to sit down and write out what motivates you to do what you're doing. And what will motivate you to move beyond your current comfort zone? There are 7 easily identifiable keys to your motivation for success. First, you're motivated by love. Hebrews 10:24, Amplified Bible. Let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, I like that, stir up and simulate and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities. The Greek word for you to consider is G2657. And it means perceive, remark, observe, understand, to consider attentively, to fix one's eyes and mind upon. That's great. Each of us need a game plan. Find one person today, for that matter, this week, that you can say or do something to encourage. And yes, keep encouraging them until what you've spoken becomes a part of their lives.
Second, go ahead.
You're motivated by example.
That's true.
Proverbs 16:10, Message Bible. A good leader motivates, doesn't mislead, doesn't exploit. Wow. The best way to motivate is by example. Exodus 18:20, Message Bible. Your job is to teach them the rules and instructions, show them how to live, what to do. Third, you're motivated by helping others. Romans 15:14, Message Bible. Personally, I have been completely satisfied with who you are and what you're doing. You seem to me to be well motivated and well instructed, quite capable of guiding and advising one another. Wow. Today, every day, do a random act of kindness for a neighbor. It doesn't matter that you've lived there for 5 years and they've never spoken to you. Or does it matter if they respond to your gesture of friendship? God will use it to touch them, even if they wonder why they've been blessed. God keeps the books, and he'll bring someone into your life to bless you. Fourth, you're motivated by envy. Have you ever been envious? Was it because someone got a promotion, raise, bonus, or benefit that you didn't or you thought you should have gotten? When a worker, even a Christian, is found looking at what other people have, then that person will never be satisfied with what they have. In fact, for some, envy sparks a desire to do and have more. Envy can motivate people to do the right things for the wrong reasons. Envy is a trap that will eat your lunch and rob you of future blessings. Galatians 5:26, Message Bible. That means we will not compare ourselves with each other as if one of us were better or another worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original. Wow. Each of us is an original. That should be our motivation for success. Now we're going to pick up where we left off on yesterday's.
That's right. Fifth, you're motivated by faith. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, verse 27 in the Amplified Bible says, motivated by faith, he left Egypt behind him, being unawed and undismayed by the wrath of the king, for he never flinched, but held staunchly to his purpose and endured steadfastly as one who gazed on him who is invisible. When we're motivated by faith, it will deliver us out of every adversity we face, free from every bondage, while setting our feet in the right path. Wisdom is one of the key ingredients of faith. James 1, 5 through 7, James 1, 5 through 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, if any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God.
Yes.
Don't you love that? It says giving God.
I love it.
Who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproach or fault finding, and it will be given him. Isn't it wonderful to go to somebody and you know they're not going to look down on you? They're going to help you. Number six, verse six, only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers or hesitates or doubts is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. Seventh verse says, for truly let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. Number one that you can take away from these three scriptures, if you need wisdom, ask God, because he's going to give it
to you. Yes,
he
will.
He will drop it in your spirit at some point along the way. Number two, ask in faith. Number three, don't doubt that he's going to deliver it, even if it's not immediate. It's coming. Fourth, he may use a person to drop it, you know, say something and go, whoa, you go, whoa, that's my answer. Fourth, doubters, if it says number three, don't doubt, because number four, doubters are unstable. And number five, doubters are not going to receive anything from God. So stay steadfast. James 1:7 in the New Living Translation says it this way. Such people, doubters, should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. F.F. Bosworth, the author of the classic book, Christ Amazing the Healer, man. And we still sell it, said, faith and doubt can never live in the same house. So by all means, throw doubt out and keep that faith.
Yes.
Keep your faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 in the Good News Translation says this, the scripture says, I spoke because I believed. In the same spirit of faith, we also speak because we believe. You know, there are going to be times when we'll speak about things of faith before they ever manifest in the natural. And that's okay, because in Romans 4:17, Amplified Bible, it tells us, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. God knew it was going to happen, and Abraham believed him when he told him. Our boldness in our faith will open doors of opportunity for us. 1 Timothy 3:13 in the Good News Translation says, those helpers who do their work well win for themselves a good standing and are able to speak boldly about their faith in Christ Jesus. Two powerful quotes to share. First, Smith Wigglesworth, wow, says, I am not moved by what I see. I am not moved by what I feel. I am moved only by what I believe.
Wow. Powerful.
What I believe. And second is Pastor Matthew Barnett. He said, faith is believing that God is going to take you places before you even get there.
Hallelujah.
What a great, great, great quote.
Six, you're motivated by hope. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, Classic Amplified. Recalling unceasingly before our God and Father, your work is energized by faith and service motivated by love and unwavering hope in the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Motivated by hope. We're to be motivated by hope. Our hope for success is motivated by the Word. Psalm 130, verse 5. New Living Translation. I'm counting on the Lord. Yes, I'm counting on Him. I put my hope in His Word. Always remember, no matter the situation, there's only one place where you need to find your hope. Psalm 39:7, New Living Translation. And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you. When we put our hope in the Lord, it will not be and should not be our last resort. Psalm 25:5, New Living Translation. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. Our hope in the Lord should not only sustain us in adversity and through opportunities, it also should encourage others. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 in the New International Version. Therefore, encourage one another, build each other up, just as in fact you're doing. My spirit is stirred, was stirred, as I read the Message Bible translation of 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Listen to this. Build up your hope so you'll all be able together in this. No one left out. No one left behind. I know you're already doing this. Just keep on doing it. You know, honey, as I was reading that verse, God immediately and specifically drew my attention to no one left out, no one left behind. Our hope through Christ is contagious. It prompts us to never leave anyone behind.
Amen. Seventh, you're motivated for the right reasons.
Yes.
Now, we listed six others, one of which was not the right kind of motivation. But when we can see in Psalm 24, 3 through 6 in the Contemporary English Version, it says, who may climb the Lord's hill or stand in his holy temple? Only those who do right for the right reasons and don't worship idols or tell lies under oath. The Lord God who saves them will bless and reward them because they worship and serve the God of Jacob. Seven keys in this passage of Scripture. First, verse 3 is a qualifier for who can be in his presence. It says that only those who seek his presence may ever enter therein. And the second one says only those who do right for the right reasons. What's the right thing, reasons? Actually, it's the right thing, and that's being obedient to
yes.
God's word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Third, those who put God first. An idol is so much more than a dumb little statue sitting in a home or dashboard of your car or whatever. In reality, an idol can be anything, anything. And I mean anything that you put above the word of God. It could be, you know, kids. It could be your spouse. It could be stuff that you own. The point is that God is always first in our lives, and all the rest of it truly will end up being okay.
Amen.
Fourth, always tell the truth. A lie is a lie, whether we call it a little white lie that won't hurt anybody or whatever else. We need to also say that manipulating the truth or giving half truths instead of the whole truth is also a lie. Fifth, we need to walk in our integrity, in other words. Fifth, who saves the sinners and cleanses the unrighteous is our Heavenly Father, and he will save us from all our unrighteousness. We just need to ask him. And sixth, when we do what the word says to do, we are blessed and rewarded. That's what the scripture says. Now and in the life to come. And seventh, good things happen when we worship God and praise and honor and truly give him the glory for what's going on in our lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah is right, baby. Hallelujah. Mm. You know, there's something that stirred
struck
in me.
You.
Yeah.
Stirred in you. See, stirred in you.
I need to find it.
What was it about?
It was something, a scripture that you read.
Oh.
It stirred me. I should have said it at the time. The point is.
Yes.
These 7 points that we discussed yesterday and today will energize your faith and make you even stronger in the Lord.
Mm.
And that's kind of exciting. And doing it. Hallelujah.
All right. Well, wisdom is the key of reading, you know, doing the Word of God. That gives us wisdom, and wisdom actually makes us successful. So that's what we need to do.
Amen.
Okay. Anyway, until tomorrow morning, have you thought of it?
I haven't, but it'll come to me. And I'll share it with you tomorrow morning.
There you go. I was going
to
say.
So you need to listen so you can get it. Oh, I got it. Well, sorry. It's like, I'm going to save it for tomorrow. I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
Have a tremendous Tuesday.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.